Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Ayin Aleph. And we are on Ayin Amud Beis, a couple of lines from the bottom. Mm-hmm. We just had yesterday the sugya of Chilik Malachas, the sugya of how do we look at the Lamates, the 39 Malachas. It says in the Torah that you're not allowed to do any Malachal, Osasakal Malachal. The question is, how do we look at all of those Malachas, all those 39 different Malachas? Is it as if the Torah said each and every one, or do we say that no, it is 39 shades of the same type of action? We mentioned the beautiful Chakira of the Totos Chaim. Is it compared to Shemos Mukhlakin or Gufin Mukhlakin in the comparisons to Ishanida, Bechulu, and the three different opinions in the Tanaim, based on the Amoram expanding upon it, Shmuel, Reb Nasan, and Reb Yossi, and the Nafkaminas that might come up from those Shemos. Okay, so now we continue relating to how to look at Sugyas in Malacha Shabbos, and we start with Rava. Amar Rava, a couple lines for the bottom. Amar Rava says, Rava, Katsar V'tachan Kegrogeris. If someone does two of Malacha Shabbos, Katsar V'tachan Kegrogeris, Kegrogeris, as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, and many times in future Mishnayos, is the shear for a Malacha of food. Carrying out a Grogeris, being Kotsar a Grogeris, reaping, Kotsar is harvesting, Tachan is grinding. So if somebody is Kotsar and Tochin a Grogeris, B'shigigah Shabbos v'zada Malachas, meaning he forgot it was Shabbos, B'shigigah Shabbos, and he knew these Malachas were Aser, but he didn't know it was Shabbos. So at that moment, stop time for a minute, he is Chayev one Karban, because he forgot it was Shabbos, right? This was like case number two of the Mishnah beginning of the Perek. Remember, the beginning of the Perek spoke about either, A, he didn't remember, he didn't know Shabbos at all, or he forgot it was Shabbos, even though he knew about Shabbos, he didn't know this was Shabbos, and number three is that he didn't know the Malachas. So Rava says that if he has a Shiga Shabbos and Zadah Malachas, meaning he forgot it was Shabbos, so he's Chayev one. And then on the same Shabbos, the first Tosfos in the Perek, back on Daf, Samach Zion points out that that's what you have to say about this Gemara. It's all about the same Shabbos, or else for sure you'd be Chayev many different Kabbalas. So on the same Shabbos, in the morning, he forgets it was Shabbos and he's Kotzer V'Tochein. And then in the afternoon, he again is Kotzer V'Tochein, but the opposite. V'Chazar V'Kotzer V'Tochein Kegrogeris B'Zadon Shabbos V'Shigas Malachas. Now, he remembered that it was Shabbos. He did not remember that he did the malachas in the morning. He just remembered now it was Shabbos, and he did the same malachas again, and he forgot that those malachas were usher on Shabbos. So then what happened? So in the morning, all together, so he's chayav one carbon for the morning, pashtus, because he forgot it was Shabbos, and in the afternoon he knew it was Shabbos. He forgot these two actions were malachos, so he's chayav another two. So if you put it all together, he's chayav one for the morning, two for the afternoon. The question is, though, it was all in one forgetting. He never realized yet that he was chayiv any karban. Only afterwards, so now, v'nodelo ala ktsira utchina shashigah Shabbos v'zodah malachas. Then he finds out that he did the averas in the morning, shigah Shabbos v'zodah malachos, and Rashi adds, he's mafrish a karban for that avera. It's only one. Only one Aveira is Mafresh a carbon for that. Bottom Rashi. V'hifresh chatas, v'chatazu mechaperes al shtehen, da'achadahu demichayev aleha. Right, that one carbon that he sets aside is mechaper for both of the morning Aveiros, because it was one show gig. And then, v'chazav another law, k'sira v'altchina, sholzadon shabbos shigas malachas. And then he remembers, then he realizes that he did the afternoon Aveiros, where there was a shigas malachas. Says Rava, the chiddush is, he does not have to bring any karban for the afternoon malachas. Why? Says the Gemara, Kitsira goreres kitsira, v'techino goreres techina. It was the same malachos. He did kotzer twice that Shabbos, and he did tochin twice that Shabbos. And it was all in one helam. Even though it was different types of mistakes, it was all in one forgetting. He did not realize that he did an Aveira in the in-between time. So that is why, says Rava, the Chiddush of Rava is that once he remembers the morning, so that morning karban is only one. And that one karban takes care of all, right? It's an expansive karban. All the kotzers and the tochins, everything, because he forgot it was Shabbos. So that's a very flexible, all-inclusive karban. So that could even include the later Averos, even though they were different types of Averos. That is the Chiddush of Rava. Look at the fourth line in Rashi. V'afal pi sheha'aloma shel shnia chaluk sas mishal rishona. even though the second ha'alama is a different type of forgetting than the first, sof, helam echadu. But lamaisa, when it comes down to it, it's all one big forgetting. He never knew in between that he did an aveira. So lo noda lo cheto b'intayim. The adios chetu de mechalekes. That's the chiddush of Rava, according to Rashi, and the Ritva expands upon this too. The idea that's mechalek is not, because he remembered it was Shabbos in between here, but that's not good enough. The chiddush of Rava is that the idea that's needed to be mechalek between two separate halamos is the idea that a recognition that one sinned. That's the idea that's mechalek between two different chiyuvei karbanos. But if it's just the idea that, oh, it's Shabbos, and in the morning you didn't know it was Shabbos, that's not enough of a yediyah. So that is the first half of Rava's statement. That's the chiddush of Rava. But aval, so the first half of Rava teaches me that you need yediyas chet. The second half of Rava now teaches me another chiddush. Aval, no delo al katsir. What if you did the same thing, but you find out in opposite order? Aval, no delo al katsira. Shel zadon Shabbos v'shigagas malachas. You find out about one of the malachas he did in the afternoon. Aval, no delo al katsira. The reaping, the harvesting. So right now, what's the halacha? You're chayiv for, you're mafresh the carbon. So then this carbon takes care of the kitsira in the afternoon, and also it takes care of the kitsira in the morning. So that's fine. That's the same din as the resha, the first point that Rava said, and that was that as long as it's in one halam and there's no yediyah in between, it is okay. But now Rava adds another chiddush. Kitsira goreres kitsira utachina she'ima. The kitsira, number two, is gorer with it, kitsira number one, which that's not really gorer, that's not really rolling in another chiyav. As we said before, it's the same halacha, but now utachina she'ima. The second kitsira that he's bringing the carbon for draws with it and includes in its kapara, kitsira number one and tachina number one. Ironically, this carbon that you're bringing for kitsira number two takes care with it, kitsira number one and tachina number one. Why? Because remember, you're only chayav one carbon for everything one did in the morning. The kitsira, the tachina, it was all one hell, one forgetting that it was Shabbos. So once I take care of one of the morning actions, that also drags with it the other malacha that was done in the morning. That's tachina she'ima. But the other malacha that was done with Aveira number two, with the ksira in the afternoon, utchina shekenegda bimkoma omendes. But the tchina that's done with the kitsira in the afternoon, that is not taken care of, and altogether this person has to bring two karbanas. One takes care of kitsira number two, along with ksira number one and tchina number one, but the tchina number two is not taken care of, because ksira tchin in the afternoon are two separate karbanos. So that's what Rava says. Rava teaches me the concept of gerera, of rolling in an aveira that I didn't bring this carbon for, but I'm able to be niskaper with it because of the concept of gerera, rolling it in. The Ritva's formulation, if you want to look at what greira means, the zeodin greira. Kimi shalo hufresh carbon alav. Elam is kaper ba carbon she misha haya baha alamo. You're using a carbon that was in the same he'elam, but it wasn't set aside for it. Chozer v'gorer l'chaper b'karbon shenita lo l'shlishi. Achar shehu ba'alamo shelo haya behelam. If you have a middle common denominator, that's good enough. So the middle, so here, you bring in the carbon for kitsira, the harvesting number two, so that is together, that has a connection to harvesting number one, because it's the same malacha. That's not greira. Ksira number two to ksira number one, that's not great. That's just that's the din. It's the same av. Rashi has an important lashon about that. But the eighth to last skinny line on this amud, on ayin aleph and aleph, Rashi says, kitsira v'kitsira behelam echad lav greirahi. To call shame aveira hanech pal kama pa'amim behelam echad, ein bo elachadas achad. Right, if you have the same aveira done a number of times in one helam, so that's not greira, that's ikra din. That one carbon covers both. The greira, the rolling that's going on here, is that it also includes tachina, the grinding number one. So you didn't bring the carbon for grinding, you just brought it for harvesting, but that's the chiddush of Rava, that we say greira in that case. Beautiful. Then The Gemara adds, Abaya goes even further. Abaya Amar, Tchina Nami Goeris Tchina. In that last case, when you brought the carbon four, you set aside the carbon four, Kitsira number two, and that takes care of also Kitsira number one, and goes across to take care of Tchina number one, Abaya says, then it could go back down and take care of Tchina number two. Why? Shein Tchina Achasi, Abaya says, the Gemara is going to say this explicitly, Grey Omrinon Greira Legreira. You're allowed to say Greira two times. And even though it's more disconnected than the original one, still all, so in this case, one carbon. One carbon suffices for all of the Averas. Even though if you wouldn't have had the morning Avera, so it's amazing. You have the morning of, because you have the morning Averis, that's enough to be Mamayit Bekarbonis. If you would have just done the Averis in the afternoon, one Kitzir, one Tchina, in Shigagas Malachas, your Chayiv two Karbonis. But because here you did the morning ones also, and the Kitzir of the morning is Nigra with the Kitzir of the afternoon, and then the Tchina of the morning with the Kitzir of the morning, so then Memela says Abaya, the Tchina of the afternoon in a square type of shape goes along with the Tchina in the morning, and we say Greira Legreira. So that's the machlokas between Rav and Abaya. So far, what do we say? Rav says that, first of all, that the Yediyah between different Karbanas is only Mechalik, creates separate obligations if there's a Yediyah, a knowledge of Chet, not just that, oh, it's Shabbos now, number one. And number two, the concept of Greira. Rav teaches us Greira, and Abaya teaches us even Greira Legreira. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Umi Isle L'Rava Greira. Does Rava even hold of Greira step one? That you could go from the Katsira in the afternoon. That's what I found out. I could go to the, not Katsira in the, Katsira in the morning. That's not like Rashi said. That's not Greira. That's Ikra Din. But am I allowed to go to to Tchina? From Katsira number two to Katsira number one to Tchina number one? Am I allowed to even do that? V'itmar. But didn't we learn? If somebody eats two kezaisim of chalev, outside of Hilchos Shabbos now, two kezaisim of non-kosher fat, two kezaisim of chalev in one helam, but no, delo al achas mehen, and then I found out about number one. So I ate kezaisim number one, and then kezaisim number two, and then I realized I ate kezaisim number one. And then, v'chazer v'achal kezaisim be'elam o'shal sheni, that I eat a third kezaisim within the helam, the same helam as the Shani. So, I ate three kezaisim altogether. This first and second were in one helam, one time period. The second and the third were in one helam, one forgetting. But the first and the third were not. So, what's the halacha? So, Amar Rava, if you bring a karban for one of them, does that include the others? So, depends. Hey, be karban al rishon, rishon v'sheni miskaperin, gimel eno miskaper. Rava says, you can't roll in any other carbon that was not in the helam of the original one. So if you brought a carbon for the first and second are taken care of. Heavy carbon ala shlishi. If I bring a carbon for the third one, shlishi v'sheni miskaper, rishoni miskaper. It's only the third and the second one, and not the first. Heavy carbon ala hamsoi. If I bring a carbon for the middle one, niskapru kulan. So then they're all niskaper. But what do you see from Rava? If it's not the same helam as the one that you brought the carbon for, doesn't work. Meaning, you don't say Greira. And Abaya Amar, no. Like Abaya was Mako before, or not Mako before, as he extended Greira before, so too here, Abaya Amar. Afilu hevi karban al echan mehen is kaper kula. No. Even if you bring karban on number one, number three is also niskaper, because you say Greira. So you see, how could we say earlier on top that Rava holds of Greira and Abaya holds of even Greira le Greira? Here you see, Rava doesn't even hold of the basic Greira. Says the Gemara, Basar Deshama Me'abaya Savra. Originally, he held of Greira, but originally he did not hold of Greira. Once he had this machlokas with Amaya, then he changed his mind and he held of Greira. Good. Little difficulty, just to point out, the Ritva points us out, the Kesef Mishnah, that in the Rambam it's a little difficult, because according to the Rambam, if you look in Hilchos Shkagos, the Rambam says in this case of eating three kezaisim of chalev, he says, you do not hold of Greira. He says, if you bring a carbon on the first one, then only the first and the second are taken care of, and not the third. Mashenken, Hilchos Shabbos, he says, like Rava on top, that if you bring a karban on Ketzira Shnia, that works for Ketzira Rishona and for the Tchina She'ima. A little difficulty, you have to somehow be machalic between the two types of Greira. The Gemara doesn't, is a machalic between them. But the Rambam is, and therefore there must be some type of chilik between the two Greira cases. Good. So says the Gemara, Ihachi, so if he holds of Greira, so Tchina Nami Tikra Latrina, as we said earlier, why doesn't he even go down from Tchina number one to Tchina number two? Greira Isle, Greira de Greira Lesle. No, Rava agrees to Abaya somewhat. He agrees to Greira, but he doesn't go all the way like Abaya says. He does not hold of Greira Le Greira. Good. Viter. Milsa, the Peshitta Leila Abaya Varava, Mi Baile the Reb Zera. What is obvious to Abaya and Rava, what was obvious to Abaya and Rava, there is a concept of Greira, was not clear to Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira was not so sure about it. Actually, he might be a diyuk that he did not hold of it. The boy, Reb Zeira, Rebbe Abiyasi. V'yamri la, ba'imine, Rebbe Yirmiya, me Rebbe Zeira. The question was asked, Katsar v'tachan chatzi grogeris. So what's the case here? Again, Ketzira and Tchina. Interesting, why are we using these two? Maybe because these two always go together. You can pick any two malachas. These are the two. Usually you harvest and then you grind it. Kotzer and Tochen. So if somebody cuts the Tochen, earlier we were talking about you did both. Here it could be talking about that you do one or the other. We're not talking about both here. So the Kotzer, here it's Kotzer Otochen. Once we were talking about one and the other before, we use these examples again. So if somebody did a malacha, chatzi shir, chatzi grogris, b'shigiga Shabbos v'zadon malachas. You forgot it was Shabbos. In the morning, you did a malacha, you forgot it was Shabbos, and you did this malacha. But you knew the malacha was also on Shabbos. You didn't think it was Shabbos. The chazer, and then in the afternoon, you realized it was Shabbos, but then you forgot that the malacha was asur. The chazer, katzar, v'tachan, chati, grogus, v'zadon, Shabbos, shikas, malachas. So, again, you did not have a yediyas chet in the middle, but it was different types of shogeg. In the morning, you had shogeg on the malacha, on Shabbos, and in the afternoon, you had shogeg on the malacha. So, can those combine? It's mashma, it's clearly mashma from Rebbe Zeira. He's only asking about whether the two chatzi shears can combine. If it's not two chatzi shears, if it was a whole shear, then Pashas, it for sure would not combine. Which means he definitely does not hold of Greira. That's the, what Rebbe Zeira, the Gemara says that Rebbe Zeira did not agree. It's mashma that he vaday didn't agree. His only shaila is about chatzi shear. But what was his answer? So if you have chatzi shir and chatzi shir, two different chatzi shirs though, maoshi etzarfu amarle chalukin lechataos velo mitzarfin. If they would be a whole shir, they wouldn't be mitzarif to a chatos. So too now, they're not mitzarif. Two chatzi shirs aren't mitzarif if they wouldn't be mitzarif if they were a whole shir. So is that really a full ironclad rule? V'kalhecha de chaluchin l'chatos lo mitzarfi. Is that really true? Whatever items would not be combinable for a carbon chatos, they're not mitzarif. I'll give you an example which seems to violate v'hatnan. The Mishnah says, Ochal chelev v'chelev behelam echad eino chayev ela achas. The Mishnah says that, again, this question is only going to be brought all the way at the bottom. We have to do the whole brisa first. If somebody eats two pieces of chalev in one helam, in a chayev alachas, you only chayev one. Right? If I eat two kezesim of chalev in one helam, I'm chayev one. Achal chalev v'dam v'nosar v'pigol behelam echad. If I eat all these different averis, chalev and dam, nosar and pigol, right? Pigol generally, I think we had this once earlier in the Masechta, but pigol generally means chutz lizmano. If a kohen thinks chutz lizmano, that he's going to eat a karban or be makar of the karban, chutz lizmano, so then that piece, as long as I finish the avoda otherwise perfectly, then that piece of meat is pickle, and if I eat it, I'm chayev karis, and if I did it as a shogeg, I'm chayev achatas. So if I eat any of those behelam echad, chayev achalachas v'achas, so that's a different averis. So they also do not combine. If I do the same avera twice, it combine only one karban, but many different averis, so they are chayev on each one. Zuhi chomer b'minin har b'minin echad. And this is a chumrah that you have by many types, more than one type, because many types just have a carbon on each one. V'zu, but there is a chumrah the other way too. V'ze chomer b'minin echad b'minim harbe. But there's a chumrah also by one min that minim harbe different types don't have. Shim achal chatzi zayis. V'chazav achal chatzi zayis b'minin echad chayiv. If somebody eats half a kezayis of one min and half a kezayis of that same min, chayiv, If I eat a half a kazais of chalav and then another half a kazais of chalav within the requisite shear, then I'm chayav because they're combinable. Mishnei minim pater. But if it's two different minim, you're pater. So you see there's a chumra by min echad and there's a chumra by two different minim. Stop there for a minute, and then we'll continue the Gemara's question. There's a fascinating diuk that the Rishash has on our Gemara, and specifically on the Rashi's. Rashi here says, on the first line of the quoting from the Mishnah, if you eat two chelas, behelam echad. So Rashi says, if you look about the 15th or so wide line, chelav a chelav, shnei zesim, vehivsik b'neihem, yoser michti achilas pras. And I was mafsik, more than achilas pras, more than the time it takes to eat, right, the halachic definition of eating, more than the achilas pras, tablish the achilas, right, it's two different eatings. If Rashi's saying, if I eat three kezesim of chalev within 5 minutes of each other, then for sure it's only one. So there's no chiddush. Rashi's saying, even if it's more than achilas pras, it's one in the morning, one in the afternoon, but if it's still one helam, so then I am still only chayev one. But what does Rashi clearly say? That what's kedei achilas pras? A shear in the hafsaka between eatings. He says, chelev v'chelev, two zesim, v'hivsik b'neihem, more than kedei achilas pras. So as long as there was not a hefsik between them, kedei achilas pras, that's called one eating. It's amazing. Look at the very next Rashi. The very next Rashi that discusses if somebody eats a chati zayis and then eats another chati zayis, right, talking about the following case that whether things are combinable, Rashi says, but also helam kigon shaloha shaha mitchilasol shal rishon at sof gemar achilas achron yoser mechti achilas pras. As long as you ate it within achilas pras from the beginning to the end of your eating, meaning achilas pras is a shear of the eating. So this points out the Rishash. Is achilas pras kedei achilas pras, is that a shear in between your eatings? Maybe even if it takes you even longer to eat. As long as you didn't have a hefsek of kedei achilas pras in between, it's okay. Or do I say no, the eating itself? So, a number of the Rishash asked this. I saw a number of Acharnim also talk about it, following the Rishash's diak. He picks up on it. But the Rishash has a very interesting suggestion. I don't know how it really fits into these Rashis, but at least in Lumdus, he says maybe you could be mechalik. He quotes the Sefer Beis Aleph. So I think it stands for the Binyan Ariel. He quotes a chilik between the if somebody is eating in terms of a mitzvah or in terms of an isser. We know kedei achilas pras comes up by matzah, for example. By matzah, one has to make sure that one eats it in the requisite amount of time, and so too by an isser, it has to be done within the right amount of time. So the Rishash suggests that the achilas isser ein mitzaref ad shelo yisheh v'chulu mitchilas achila. Aval lagabe achilas mitzvah mitzaref im losho b'intayim af im mitchilas achila sho yoser mechtei achilas pras. Says the suggestion of this sefer that only by an isser, by an aveira, do you have to have the eating itself to be within kedei achilas pras. Masha'en kein, if you have a mitzvah, it can be spread out even more than kedei achilas pras. But as long as the time in between your sections of eating are not kedei achilas pras, that is good enough. So he said that's his suggestion, and maybe ubaze yishev tiburei rashi shlo yisra adati. I'm not sure exactly how it fits in to answer up the rashis, because our Gemara is talking about Averis, both of them. So that's not 100% clear. But either way, the Rishash then says that I think there's a Mefurish Yerushalmi against this, which is amazing. Again, the Rishash was an unbelievable Talmud Chacham, but he was a businessman. And he comments on almost every daf and shas. He has something to say. See, he says it's before Yerushalmi against. Where's the Yerushalmi against this? It's the Yerushalmi in the third parak in Shavuos, which is quoted LaHalacha. If somebody makes a Shavua, never, that he's not going to eat matzah on Pesach night. Makes a shvuah. So the Gemara Yerushalmi says he gets Malkus for shvuah shav. Gets Malkus for shvuah shav. The question is, why should he get Malkus for shvuah shav? Because he has to eat. So the Rishash says, no. According to the suggestion, why should he get Malkus? Why? Let him eat matzah in a longer period of time than kedei achilas pras. And just not have kedei achilas pras separate in between the times of eatings. That's the difference. So suggest the Rishash. I eat my matzah on Pesach night, and I don't eat it b'chdei achilas pras. I only make sure not to have kdei achilas pras, have seikim in between, and b'meila, I'm yosef mitzvah, I don't violate and he Yisurim, I don't violate Shavuot Shav. So why would the Rishami say you got Malchus? It must be the suggestion is wrong, says the Rishash. Unbelievable. Mufurish Rishami against that suggestion. Okay, let's get back to our discussion here but we're in the middle of the question. Remember, the question is that, do we say that whenever, if you eat a shear of something, that you bring separate karbanos for it, but if it's chatzi shear, that means it wouldn't be mitzvah. Is that really true? I'll give you an example, says the Gemara, where something is not combinable if you ate the shear, but it is combinable if you didn't eat the shear. And it can't be mitzvah. Where do we see this? We're up to the last skinny line. The last line of the Braisa says that if you eat from chatzi shear and chatzi shear of the same type, you're going to be chayiv. They're combinable. So the Gemara says, Srichal HaMeimar, that's obvious. So the Gemara says, Amrei Shlakin Mishum Bar Tutzni, Hacham Mayaskinan, Kagon Sha'achlu B'Shnei Tam Chuyin, Reb Yoshua Hi. There's a sheet in Masechas Krisus that if I ate the same exact Isser, but it was prepared in different pots, it was prepared in different ways, then that's not combinable. I will say, Da'amar Tam Chuyin Machalkin. Two pots that they're machalik, they do not combine for karbanos. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. So ma'u de tema. So that's the chiddush of this line of our brisa. Ma'u de tema am Rabbi Yeshua ben lakula ben lachumra. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua holds this across the board, lakula or lachumra, meaning not only when he wants to be mechayev you two karbanos, but even if you eat a chatzi shear of each, then he will say that they combine kamash malan to lakula lo amar lachumra ka amar. That they do combine, and therefore that's the chiddush of our Gemara according to Rabbi Yeshua. But according to that, what do you see? The Ahacha says the Gemara, Dechalukin Lachatos, the Kamit Starfi. You see, they are distinguished for karbanos. Distinguished for karbanos, because you see that you would bring a separate karban if you would eat the whole shear, and yet if you only eat half a shear, according to how we're interpreting the Braisa, they would be mitzarif against our rule. So the Gemara says, no, Kasha. Omer le mar aresha masti lavakasha le. You understand Reish Lakish's comment as going on the second to last line of the Braisa. Therefore, you have a problem. Anana seifa mastina lavalo kashulan. But we understand it on the last line of the Braisa, so we don't have a problem. Meaning, mishnei minim pater. If you had a chatzi shear of two different types in one helam, you're pater because they don't combine. So tzricha lemeimar, what's the chiddush of that? If it's two different averis, two different chatzi shears. V'yam Reish Lakish b'shum bar tutzni, that's where Reish Lakish says, la'olam imen echad. Really, the last line that says two minim pater, really it's one min. Really it's the same iser. V'amai karele shnei minim, and why is it called two minim? Sha'achlu b'shnei tamchuyin, v'reb Yoshua hi. Because you ate it in two tamchuyin, and it is Reb Yoshua. Shua shita the amar tamchuyin mechalkin, like Rabbi Yeshua says there in Krisus that tamchuyin would be mechalik, and the chiddush is here b'hakamash malan the amar Rabbi Yeshua bein lekula bein lechumra, and the chiddush is that Rabbi Yeshua does go across the board that if it's two tamchuyin chatzi shir of each you will not be chayiv. Right, he says it across the board bein lekula. Here he says a lekula, and in Krisus he says a lechumra. So that is not a violation of our principle. Let's just finish, and then we'll talk about Tosfos. Mi de seifa min echad v'shnei tamchuyin. If the last line is talking about the min echad and two tamchuyin, that's what two types mean. Mechad deresha min echad v'tamchuy echad. So then the first line must mean everything one. One type, one pan. So min echad v'tamchuy echad tzricha l'meimar. We're back to the original question, right, that we asked earlier. So amar Rav Huna, no, achamo eskina go shalaisalo yediya bein tayim. The chiddush here is where there's yediya. You find out in between Rabbi Gamliel hi. Damar ein yediya l'chatzi shir. The chiddush is the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel, which we're going to have later on. Rabbi Gamliel says, what if in between two chatzi shears of the same avera, for example, melacha Shabbos, you find out about it? Rabbi Gamliel says, that's not mechalik. Oh, the only yediya, like we started off today's daf, yediya of a chait, that's only a mechalik if it's between two shiurim. But if it's in between two chatzi shiurim, then it is not mechalik. Good, that's the two dots. A couple of points, and then we will continue. First of all, remember the Minchas Chinuch. We mentioned a number of times in the past in Shin Yud Gimel, in the history of Yom Kippur, the Minchas Chinuch points out that Kedei Achilas Pras, it's amazing that the Gemara never says a specific shear. Right, we know the Achronim talk about somewhere between 3 and 9 minutes. Why doesn't the Gemara give us a time? The Gemara had minutes. Why not say a time? Says the Minchas Chinuch, it must be Kedei Achilas Pras is a sliding scale. Because after all, different foods are eaten at different rates, different people eat at different rates. It's so subjective. So says the Minchas Chinuch, it must be there is no specific requirement and definition, but it's all based on what people do. And also, this is also an afkamina, says Ibn Chasanech, in terms of making a bracha achrona on tea, you know, how long you usually takes you longer to make a bracha on tea. So, anyway, that's a very important Ibn Chasanech, that in Shin Yud Gimel, that discusses kol echad ve'echad. Also, tosis. The bottom tosis. The Gemara said, two types pshita. If you eat two different things, of course they're not combinable. Pshita says the test tosis, but 1 minute. There's a Gemara in Mesechta Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach Vav, where the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that regarding Malkus, two different Aveiros are mitztaref. Because after all items that are not kosher are included in Lo Sochal Kol Toeva. So says Tosfos that there's a day of there in Avodah Zarah that says that they are combinable. So maybe that's the Chiddush here. It says for Kart, right? It says for right over there they are combinable for Malkus. So the Tosfos answers, you still have to say for Karban, that's Argamar. For Karban, then it's obvious they're not combinable. Maybe for Malkus they'll be combinable. It's also all Toeva if you did it b'mezid. You're going to get Malkus, it's all a Toeva. But Linyan Karban, Pshita Lady Mitztarif, and the Gemara assumes it's not Mitztarif. The Sfas Emes has a very creative answer. The Sfas Emes says right here that maybe that Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that a chatzi shir of all Averis are combinable with each other, that's only according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. Right, the Gemara that we've spoken about many times, the Gemara in Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dal, and Maseches Yuma, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzi shir is aser daraisa, meaning it's aser without an onesh. To get an onesh, to get malchus, I have to eat the shir. But if I eat a chatzi shir, it's still aser daraisa for the various reasons given. Chazi litzarufe, it's combinable with another shir if I would eat it, and that reflects that what I ate already is significant. Rish Lakish there holds it's only chatzi shir is aser darabanan. Good, but says the Sfas Emes right here that who would say that lo sochal kol toeva includes chatzi shir, and therefore every chatzi shir is combinable? That's only Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Gemara over there. But maybe our Gemara is Rish Lakish. And it's interesting that Rish Lakish is the one that gives the answer to the question. So it's maybe that's Dafka why, because our Gemara is only talking about, let's say, if you not according to Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore you would say that the question would not get off the ground. Just as a Ha'ara, the Rambam does not pass on like that Gemara. The Rambam does not say that chatzi shears are combinable, and also the Rambam even seems to say mefurish against Tosfos' answer. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shkagos that in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, Aval kachatzi zayis chela v'kachatzi zayis dam behelam echad, eino chayev karbon. You're not chayev a karbon. Kishem she'eino isurin mitztarfin l'malkus. Just like it's not mitzarif for malchus, like I just quoted, k'mosh b'yarno b'hilchos machalos asuros, kachim mitzarifin l'karbon. So too, they're not mitzarif for a karbon. So two points. Number one, the Rambam is against that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and number two, the chilek that Tosfos makes, the Rambam says explicitly that they go together, and we don't hold of such a chilek. Interesting. We've quoted a number of times. Interesting that the Toeva line, the Torah uses Toeva many times about a number, like six or seven or eight Averos. The Torah uses the word Toeva. Most of the time, the word is describing the act or the item. The Torah says by Avodah Zarah is called Toeva. Kitovas Hashem Elokecha Hu. Right, that's a pasuk by actually bringing a balmum as a karban. Kitovas Hashem, most of the time is used to describe either the act or the karban. Once in a while, Toeva describes the person involved in the Avera. So for example, in Kiseitse, by Lo Yiakli Gever Alisha, Lo Yilbash Gever Sim Lasisha, Kitovas Hashem Alkecha Kol Ose Eile. Or later on in Parakhaf, Hey and Dvarim Kitovas Hashem Alkecha Kol Ose Eile, I think it's talking about weights and measures that are dishonest. Either way, it's an important ha'ara that Tosfos mentions Toeva a number of times, but most of the time it's about the maisa involved or about the chefsa involved. Once in a while it's about the person, but not too often. Okay, let us continue now. Before we continue, there's also another major discussion that we could have, just to mention one source related to it, and this whole Gemara is about chatzi shir. A lot of what we discussed today is about chatzi shir. We mentioned the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. There are a number of major lumdish discussions in chatzi shir. Again, I don't have all my marmakomas with me, but the Mishnas Yavetz discusses at length the sugya of klali prati. Do I look at chatzi shir, and if I eat a chatzi shir of chelev or a chatzi shir of nevel, is that all the same thing? My scorecard in Shemayim, is there a chatzi shir scorecard? Or is it what we call prati, that on every Avera, every machol asuras in Shemayim, there's a chatzi shir section. So that's why chatzi shir of any of these Isurim would be would be different. And that's the sugya Maseches Yuma, that on Yom Kippur, if somebody has to eat, we try to find the least problematic one and give them a little bit of it. That Gemara seems to say that Chazi Shir is an Isser Prati. The other interesting point relates to the Rishash that we mentioned earlier, is the idea of Chazi Shir by mitzvos. Right, the Rishash talks about Isurim and mitzvos regarding the Achilas Pras. But the same discussion comes up mostly in Achronim, but it seems to have hints to it in Rishonim, and that is the sugya of Chatzis Shir by mitzvahs. The Gemara in Yuman, Daf Lamed Tes, discusses the Lechem HaPanim, that the Kohanim used to split up in the times of the Mikdash, and the Gemara says in the days of Shimon HaTzadik there was a bracha be'is in the Lechem HaPanim, and v'nishtacha bracha ba'omer b'shei lechem lechem apanim v'kol kohen shemagio kizayis yish ochlu v'soveya. Whenever a kohen would eat just a kizayis of the lechem apanim, they would be satiated. But after Shimon HaTzadik died, so there was bracha was taken away, there was me'er in the lechem apanim, and every kohen only got the size of a bean, and the tsnuim wouldn't even take it. Moshech nes yideihem. That's what it says, the tsnuim would be moshech yideihem from the Lechem HaPanim. They wouldn't want to take it. The question is, why wouldn't they want to take it? If you look on Rashi there, in Yuma Yutes, the Kokoin Magio Kapo, She'eno Kizayis, Me'achar Shero, She'eno Masbiya. They saw it wasn't satiating, so they wouldn't take it. Sounds like from Rashi that the reason they didn't take it was because it wasn't Masbiya. But the fact that it wasn't a Kizayis didn't stop them from taking it. Why? Pashtus, that it's even a mitzvah, even if it's not a Kizayis. That's what Rashi seems to say in Maseches Yuma. But if you look in the Tosfos Yishanim in Maseches Yuma, he seems to say that because they couldn't get a Kizayis, so that is why they didn't take. So that's a big discussion there in the Rishonim and the Achronim, whether Chatzi Shir applies to mitzvos or not. And the Maritz Chayis there quotes the Chasam Sofer, maybe Lechem Apanim and Kachem are different because the mitzvah is for it to be eaten and not for you to eat it. And maybe certain Beis HaLevi in the Shuvah writes, maybe Karma Pesach is unique. Karma Pesach, the mitzvah is to eat a Kizayis and not to have a Kizayis eaten. Okay, let's continue. And the next piece of Gemara, Itmar. What happens if somebody eats two kizayisim of chelev in one helam? V'nodelo al rishon v'chazav v'nodelo al sheni. He finds out about number one avera and then about number two. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayev shtayim v'rishlokash amar ina chayev ala achas. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayev two, because you had two yediyas. You found out about one and then you found out about the other one. And Rishlokash says you only chayev one. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayev al chayev. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayev shtayim v'rishlokash amar ina chayev ala achas. You only chayev one, because l'maisa it was in one helam. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayev, why are you chayev two? Al chataso v'hevi. On each chatas, you have to bring. For a shlokash amar pater, me chataso v'nislach lo. Me chataso, Rashi says, means mixas chatas, even on a mitzlach v'nislach lo, and he's forgiven for it. Even bringing it on a mixas, that is good enough. What does each one do with the other one's pasuk? For Reish Lakish haksiv al chataso behevi. What does Reish Lakish do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? Hahu lachar kapara. No, Reish Lakish would say, I agree, you're chayev too, but that's if you already brought the carbon on the first aveira, then of course it can't count for the second aveira. Rabbi Yochanan nami haksiv mei chataso benislach lo. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with Reish Lakish's pasuk? Hacha b'mayaskinon kegon sha'ochal kezayisu mechza. Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you only chayev one in a case we ate one and a half kezayisim. V'nodelo al kezayis, and you found out about a kezayis, v'chazar v'ochal kechati dais achar, then you eat another half a kezayis, behelam o shosheni, in the helam of the second one. So ma'adatei melitztarifu, you might say, those should be mitztarif, kamash balan, it's not mitztarif. Why? You only have to bring one carbon, Rabbi Yochanan agrees, because Rashi says, when you brought the first carbon, on the first kezayis, the other half a kezayis is nigrar along. It's not chashiv enough to be chayiv another carbon on it, so that's why it disappears. And therefore the next half a kezayis does not make it be chozer v'ne'ar. Omale Ravina l'Ravashi. One second. Let's talk about this machlokas. This yadale kodem. What's the machlokas about? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. This yadale kodem hafrasha pligi. Is the machlokas between them that you found out even before you did anything? You weren't even mafrish the carbon? Uba just found out about it? Ubaha pligi. Demar savar yedios machalkos. Umar savar hafrashos machalkos. And the machlokas is whether yedia is machalkos. And one says, Hafrasha is machalkos. The machalkos is whether the knowledge in between is machalik or the hafrasha, the separation in between, is machalik. Sorry, so the question is, do we say Marsar v'Yediyos Machalkos? One opinion holds that Yediyah, the knowledge itself is Machalik, and you have to bring another carbon. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Umar Sabar HaFrashos Machalkos, the HaFrash itself is Machalik. And because you weren't Mafrash yet, so that's why you have to bring two. Avala Acher HaFrashah, Modi Le Rish Lakash Rabbi Yochanan Techaif Shtayim. But if you already Mafrit, if you already after the HaFrashah, that's when you found out. So Rish Lakash then agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that you'd be Chayef too. Old Dilma, what do we say? No. This Yadalei La'achar HaFrashah Pligi. You found out about the second Avera after you were Mafrish for the first Avera. Ubaha Pligi, and this is what the Machlokas is about. Demar Savar HaFrashah's Machalkos. One holds the HaFrashah is Machalik. Umar Savar Kaparos Machalkos. No, it's not good enough. If you didn't bring the carbon yet, it could still count for the second Avera until you actually brought the carbon. Avokodim HaFrashah, but if you didn't do that HaFrashah yet, then everybody agrees. Modelei Rabbi Yochanan L'Reish Lakish, Deinu Chayev Ela Achas. Everybody agrees, Rabbi Yochanan would agree that to Reish Lakish you only Chayev one, because you aren't even Ma'afresh it yet. Odilma Beimazu, Beimazu Machlokas. Or do we say, no, Machlokas is by both. So is it about one, or the other, or both? Amar Lei, the Gemara says, Mistavra Beimazu, Beimazu Machlokas. Mistama, it's about both. Why? Because the diak is from how each one explained the other pasuk. Disakataita kodem hafrasha pligi. Because if you say the machlokas is before hafrasha, avala acher hafrasha modi the Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. But if you already mafresh it, Rabbi Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan the chayiv shtayim, the chayiv two, because you've already taken care of the first one. So ademukim lekra. So then, when Rish Lakish needs to explain Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk. So why does he say Ademugam Lekro Lacher Kapara Look Me Lacher Afrasha? So you should say have it and learn it Lacher Afrasha. It's an even a greater chiddush. V'ilach and then the other way. V'ilacher Afrasha Pliki Avakodem Afrasha Modili Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish Dino Chayev Alachas. And if the Alachos is about Lacher Afrasha, but Kodem Afrasha not Ademoki Lekro Bekizayisu Mechsa. When Rabbi Yochanan needs to deal with Rish Lakish's pasuk, he makes this unusual suggestion about 1.5. Look, make Kodem Afrasha. Why don't you just say it's before Afrasha? And before Afrasha, he agrees one. So the Gemara answers, no, dimu sufuki misafkile. Maybe really the Gemara should be understood as we're not sure. In intim salomar. Intim salomar kama. Intim salomar kodem afrasha pligi bar Rabbi Yochanan hechi muke le lekra. If you say that the machlokas is kodem afrasha, how would you interpret the pasuk? Because I assume mechza. V'imtim salomar la'achar afrasha pligi reish lakish. And if the machlokas is, if la'achar afrasha, hechi muke lekra, how would he do it? B'la'achar kapara. Meaning, you're right. In the Chinami, there would be a greater, better way of interpreting the Pesukim if we knew for sure, but it's all Mesupik, so we're not sure about it. Just to mention one more thing, and then we'll stop. The Stipler here in Simen Lamed Gimel discusses maybe some lumdus behind Machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether the knowledge, we know that a person has to know about an Avera before he brings a Karban. Is that a tzai in the Chiv of the Karban, or is that not a tzai in the Kapara of the Karban? Of course, the Gemara elsewhere in Maseches Krisos, but that might be the Machlokas between them, again, as a tzai of Kapara, or as a tzai of Chiv. Either way, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue.